Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
To be loved is to be known.
Damn it, Pluto. Get your shit together.
Adam was like, I do not like that at all. Like, I do not think you should meet up with this guy.
So, like, my concern would be you would meet him in person. You would see him, one, potentially shorter than you expected, and two, dressed like an Oompa Loompa. Yeah.
There are a few worse feelings in the world than holding
choking
in a
down
sneeze.
A sneeze.
Well, no, than not having the sneeze when you need the sneeze.
Yeah.
Like when the sneeze escapes you and you can't get it, it's the worst feeling.
See, I feel like that's what happened. Like I was on the sales call giving a full pitch to this dude who was important and also, mind you, I'm on camera, he's not on camera. And all of a sudden I'm like, like, because I like feel a sneeze.
He probably thought there was like a rat or something.
And he was like, what's going on? And I'm like holding the sneeze. And I'm like, sorry, I thought I was going to sneeze. And then I start talking again. And then I'm like, it was coming, but it never came.
Honestly, it's
so
relatable.
I just like a fool.
It is.
It's really relatable. I've always really envied the people that can sneeze 3 times in a row.
I've always really envied people who have like very cute sneezes.
Dainty.
Cutesies.
I feel like they're fake. I feel like every time I hear
people
a cute
who are
sneeze,
like, chew. I'm like, what?
No, I'm like, you're faking it. Just admit you're faking it.
I sneeze with my whole being.
With my full chest.
Literally my
See,
full chest.
I'm one of those sneezers, though, that like I sneeze and it sounds like I'm holding it in. And whenever people hear me sneeze, they're like, you're literally going to blow your brains out of the back of your head.
Yeah, just let it out.
But I don't. Like, I'm like,
sounds painful.
But it's like I hold it in.
What even is a sneeze?
I don't know.
I think it's like dust gets in your nose or something.
And your body says control, alt, delete.
Yeah.
Get that out.
We always have this little deep dive into like some scientific.
Yeah, we need to bring a doctor. Function.
What was ours last week? Did anybody send us anything? We asked a question last week that was like somebody correct us on this.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. Maybe no
the
one.
The week's just blur.
Maybe
well,
no
there
one's
was
listening.
Absolutely no knowledge behind my statement. That was just my my assumption.
Kobe's like, dust just gets in your nose. And
that
then,
makes sense. That's why.
And then you got to get it out.
That's why your eyes water. Like when you're like you have something in your eye because it's trying to get it out, and that's why you get mucus and like snot because it's trying to get stuff out of your nose.
Wait, so I will say what I have been very curious lately about dust in general, like where does it come from?
I've been very
how does it accumulate so quickly?
No, like my bedroom in my apartment is constantly coated in dust.
Yeah, it's like I de-dust and then it's back the next morning.
And I'm like, where the hell are you coming from? Like
it's coming from you, dear. It's dead skin cells.
But
dead,
all over my room,
skin,
like I must be.
No,
like,
that can't be true.
Dead skin particles, you be shedding.
No, like literally, I feel like
well,
I must be a snake.
Well, then I
in that
am
case.
Like a snake or something, growing a new layer every day. Oh, I didn't hear you.
I said that, and then Colby goes, "I'm gonna do Adam's thing and take his joke and say it louder."
How does it feel?
Not good.
How does it feel?
But no, I am genuinely curious. Like every single day I wake up and I'm like, I just dusted you yesterday, bitch. And now you're covered again.
No, I think New York apartments especially just are so dusty.
Wait, Katie, remember when we moved you out of your old apartment and we moved the headboard?
You love to bring this up. My Bowery.
Because it was so crazy.
Well, it was just really appalling. Yes, it's top of mind when I think of gross apartments. And the funny thing is this apartment was not cheap. Like, and it was a good apartment. But yeah, we took the headboard off and there was a clear line from where...
It was like black.
It had been because the car exhaust, I was right on the main street. So like the car exhaust would come in from the street and just like, I'm just surprised I didn't contract a major disease from that apartment. But...
Well, yeah. I think about that every day. Get into like the mindset of all the things that we touch throughout the day. And like, for example, I was literally just touching my mouth.
Yeah.
I have not washed my hands since I've entered this apartment. I've touched like, I've been click, click, clacking away on my keyboard.
Yeah.
Touching 50 things. I probably touched a elevator button to get up here. Open Katie's door. Like, I'm fucked.
Yep.
Yeah. And yet we won't eat something that's been on the ground for 5 seconds. Like,
oh girl, I will.
5 second rule.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm on the 20 second rule.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you don't believe in the 5 second rule, come on, grow up.
You know? I actually will eat, okay. Or like if it's something that I'm cooking with and it falls on the ground, I'll toss it in the pan as long as there isn't something like gross around it.
Yeah, if there's not a hair on it, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just identify it for debris. And then if we're clear, you toss it back in.
We're clear, we're clear.
We're clear, we're clear. 5 second rule, 20 second rule, it's all the same if there's nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Katie. How does it feel to be 29?
Happy birthday to you. I sent Katie a voice note singing happy birthday.
It was really cute.
I had to stop after one verse.
I played it in front of Jack. Are you embarrassed?
No. I love that. I sang it exactly like I just did.
Did you save it?
I don't know how to save those things.
Oh. My phone always says that people save my voice notes, so I assume that people have the same issue that I have, that I think if people get the same notification from me, it's not intentional. It just automatically says that I saved a voice note from whoever, but I don't know how to turn that off.
Well, maybe,
I also don't know where to find them if I go back.
Maybe it's in your iCloud or something, or like in my iCloud somewhere. Like, I feel like...
Cause I don't want it.
Every time someone sends me a photo, like I have that saved. Because you know how, like, I've discovered actually that a lot of my memory was taken up on my computer by my iMessage. Because it was saving every photo and video that I've ever been sent ever. And I had to turn it off so it wouldn't store it because I was just, I was out of memory. I was fresh out of juice.
Out of juice. Yeah, fresh I was doing the same thing. And then I don't know if it was an accident or not, or if like I just wasn't thinking about it. But then I turned on the delete after a year.
Yeah.
Not thinking that I like had so many messages that I actually like didn't want to delete. Like I wish I could have selected keep these. And so then I deleted all my shit. After a year.
It's okay.
And now I just leave it on. Now it's like everything after a year gets deleted.
Yeah, I think I need the cleanse.
I mean, it was kind of sad.
You got to screenshot the important stuff and put it into a folder. Like I have all the important screenshots that I want to keep in a folder.
I did that with cards. Like, you know how you get cards for your birthday and like, okay, thank you.
I save my cards too.
Yeah, I save all of mine.
Mm-hmm. I took a picture of all of mine because I was like intending on throwing them away. I was like, oh God, these just sit in my drawer. They like occupy space, but I couldn't bring myself to throw them away. So they still exist under my bed.
Yeah, I have mine taking up space.
Speaking of cards, I actually, when I was antiquing over the weekend in upstate New York, I discovered, well, I like always go through like, I pour over everything in the thrift store. Like I'm looking through everything. I'm nosy. I'm like, you know, if I see a binder or a folder or something, I'm going through it, you know? I came across this album and I was like, oh God, is this someone's wedding album? Like I've seen wedding albums in antique stores before, which is really sad that like no one's family member kept the album.
That's so sad.
Maybe it was like a toxic marriage and they're like, fuck this. It's going to the antique shop. But I came across this like binder that looked kind of like wedding-esque. I open it up and it's someone had saved cards that they've like every card they've gotten, they had them in like little plastic sleeves. And it was so sweet, but so heartbreaking. Like my heart shattered into a million pieces when I saw this, like someone's memories.
That's kind of a good idea. Maybe I'll put them all in a book.
Yeah. But just make sure it doesn't go to the antique store. Tell someone in your life, like, hey, save this. I know it. Like, use it as a paperweight. I don't know.
Bury me with it.
Yeah. Use it for something. Anyway. Yeah. That's just funny that you said that.
Anyway, back to you antiquing. This weekend.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about your birthday weekend.
I had a really good birthday weekend.
Well, yeah, I've heard
no
updates.
It looked amazing.
I saw content.
I did all of my favorite things in a day.
Okay, let's hear them.
Multiple Diet Cokes. I went to the diner.
Did you get cereal?
I didn't get cereal. Cereal at the diner is reserved for Fridays. Like, in my mind, Friday morning diner, is when I get cereal. Like, it just didn't feel right. But I got my very classic, very Katie breakfast, which is just an assortment of sides. Like, I don't get a meal. Like, you know, it's like, oh, two toast, eggs with bacon. Like, I will not get a meal. I just get assorted sides, which probably costs more than just getting a full meal. But I'm picky. I don't like certain things. I don't eat eggs, as many people know, which is, I know, very bad. But I got a side of bacon, a side of toast, and a side of home fries, and a side of ketchup. Sorry, Colby. And yeah, and a coffee and a Diet Coke for breakfast, because why not?
Sounds delightful.
That sounds honestly like what Colby and I were looking for on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
We had a chaotic breakfast.
Let her finish her birthday.
Yeah, you finish your birthday.
No, I want to hear about your weekend too, because I saw you guys went out in the town, and I want to know if there's any like
stories. We'll go back.
Yeah, we'll revisit Colby and I's weekend.
Great, we're jumping around. I mean, really, top line highlights. I'm 29 now, which is like the weirdest age. It's like I'm not quite 30, but I'm not quite 25. Like, I'm very much not 25, which is really weird because I still feel 25. But I was thinking about it and I was like, you know what? 29 kind of suits me. Like, I feel like it works for me, you know? Like, I have 1 foot in the 20s, 1 foot in the 30s, and it's just like working for me. I don't know.
Like dipping your toes.
It works with my brand right now, so I'm accepting it. Like, I remember when I turned 26, I was like, this is it. I'm not aging. I think I told you guys this. I'm not aging past 26. Like, sure, I will continue to live, but if anyone asks, I am 26 forever. But now I'm comfortable with being 29. I guess I'll flip the six upside down, 29.
I think we technically started the podcast when you were 26.
Yeah, probably, because it's been like 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you probably said that exact same thing.
I probably did. Someone rewind.
We gotta rewind.
Where's the girl with the list? Where's the girl with the Excel doc?
I love that girl.
When you were only turning 27.
I know. But that was my golden year, 27 on the 27th. So that was
yeah,
pretty iconic year, not going to lie. But 29, good year. Like, things have been good. Went antiquing. And
2 days in.
Well, yep. Things are going pretty well. I mean, sure. They're going fine. I went antiquing. I got I got this huge platter here behind me, if you see that. I have nowhere to put it.
Oh, nice. Is it a fish?
It's a fish. I have nowhere to put it. That's,
I feel like,
thing.
That's very your parents' vibe.
I was going to say it's very Maryland.
Yeah, very Maryland coded. So I got like this fish platter that I'm going to put things on. I kind of want to stain it a darker color. Like, that might be a DIY project.
Love.
I got... The thing is, Jack knows me. To be loved is to be known. And he knows me. He knows I get very stressed with like time constraints on my antiquing, because I literally go up and down the aisles at least 10 times each one, because every time you go down the aisle, you see something you didn't see before.
It's like going to TJ Maxx.
Yes, literally, because these stores are crammed with shit. And so he was like, you know what? I'm going to go find myself a seat. I'm going to sit there and you take your time. You do whatever you want to do in here and I will take a seat. And I'm like, that is love. And then he held all my stuff. Like, he held my purse. He held all, when I found the platter, he held the platter. He held all the stuff and just sat there patiently. I was in this store for 2.5 hours, guys. And it's not a big store. I was in there. I was just scouring the aisles, and there was a basement I discovered. I went down the basement. I was lifting things up. I was trying things on. I had a day.
The owner probably loved you.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was a family owned. I got their whole life story, obviously. We became friends. They're like, are you looking for anything in particular? And I'm like, treasure.
That is such a Katie answer.
So you.
Old ass things. So yeah, I got a couple things. Then we went to a cider mill. I got to feed some goats and some sheep. And then I got apple cider donut. Have never had that before.
Wait, it was your first time? Apple cider donut?
Never. I'm not a big donut girl, honestly. Ugh. I'm not a huge...
I'm such a
donut
girl.
You were missing out.
Donut girl. Same. So I got that.
I am the donut girl.
It was really good. That plus actual apple cider. So I got like two, double the cider.
Did you dip the donut in the cider?
No. But now that you said that, I have instant regret.
I don't think I've ever done that, but I, you know, maybe.
That was great. And then... Jack picked our hotel and the restaurant, and he has been fighting the urge to tell me for like weeks now, because he was very worried that I wasn't going to like it. But he picked this like gorgeous boutique hotel. I don't know how he did it, honestly. He's like, I've been Googling up a storm. He picked this boutique hotel. We were the only ones there. That's the one thing. But it was really cute. It was in absolutely the middle of nowhere. We didn't get murdered. I'm here, but it was beautiful. Like, it was really gorgeous. He did such a good job. Like, very me, very rustic.
Okay.
Adam, you would have hated it. because it was
in my head. I was like having scary flashbacks to my London hotel
where I was actually, like, that sounds really great.
Where I literally thought I was going to be murdered. So this is giving me a little bit of PTSD, but I'm going to let you have this. I'm going to let you.
Thank you.
With it.
Thank you for that.
I'm glad that this is for you.
There were photos, like portraits of dead people on the wall for sure. And you know,
above the bed, like looking at
hunters
you
and gatherers,
not above the bed, but around.
Okay.
Setting the tone.
And it was great. And we went to dinner at another rustic place, another place you would have not liked. But it was great. It was, you know, it was...
Did you have a pot pie?
No, but I had filet mignon.
Oh,
your fave. Okay.
And cheesecake.
And cheesecake. Okay. Katie's fave dessert.
And mashed potatoes.
Oh my, all your faves.
Yeah, puree.
Wow, so you had like the perfect day.
Literally the perfect day. I don't know how I can recreate that ever again in my life.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
Jack is really so thoughtful.
He is. No, Adam and I talked about this, and I must say I did guess that he was going to plan an antiquing tour for you to go on. So I had one piece correct.
Yeah. And again, like the thing is, it's like a guy in your life, a man in your life, a woman in your life, whoever, can do all sorts of things in terms of like extravagant gifts and like taking you to like Michelin star amazing restaurants. But like, I really felt it this weekend. Like, to be loved is to be known. Like, Jack knows. Like, he didn't even... There was no, like, extravagant gift except for the experience. Like, the gift was the experience. Like, he paid for, like, the hotel and the dinner and, like, all the stuff during the day. That was the best gift I've ever been given. And it's not something I can even really hold in my hands, really. It's, like, the experience, the memories of it. And, again, my favorite part of the day in terms of the gift was the fact that he literally was like, you spend as much time as you want in this creepy antique store. Like, it was creepy as hell. If I, like, from an outsider perspective of thinking of him, because he's not like a huge antique guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, to be loved is to be known.
Yeah.
And that's that.
He's a good one.
And that's sweet.
Yep. And when I can't disclose exactly what our Halloween costume is, but he is getting makeup done for our Halloween costume.
No way.
And that's love, ladies and gentlemen.
That is love.
He's getting makeup done.
Is Kat doing his makeup?
Kat's doing his makeup. Kat's doing my makeup, my sister's makeup.
Awesome. Oh, you guys are all going to look so slay.
We're getting glam.
You are.
And that's my birthday.
Wait, I want a video of Jack getting glam. Like, I want to see him in a chair. I might have to come over, honestly, beforehand to, like, see the process.
Well, I might need your help or, like, both of your help because there's a hair component that I need to do on him that I don't know how to do.
Oh, do you want me to bring my materials?
Yeah, I might need your supplies because I asked him, I'm like, so what do you got? What do you got in your repertoire? What
does he use hair product?
He has this one gel. It's not even gel. It's, like, dry gel. It's, like, matte. Clay.
I know exactly the one
you know
he
I'm
has.
Talking about?
Is it in a black container?
My dad uses
with
that
orange
stuff.
It's actually navy blue. Or it's like blue. Mm. He has two of them here.
Okay.
He has like seven of them.
Literally every straight man has the exact same hair pomade, like this like white shit or the gel one. And it's like this black container with orange text. I forget the exact thing, but like Alex has it. His friend has it. And they didn't coordinate. Like they just all ended up with the same gel.
My dad uses that same thing. It's called Crew, I think is the brand that
Crew.
He uses.
Yes, the Crew one.
I will never forget it.
My dad has that too.
Yeah.
My dad so has that too.
Somebody is on the Crew team is doing great marketing to the straight man because they are all flocking for the
Crew. I bet like one guy's mom got it for
him. Yeah, I was going to say it's probably the women.
True.
And then the one guy had good hair one day and his buddy was like, hey, buddy, what'd you do to your hair? What'd you use?
Yeah.
And then there you go. Done. Now everyone's using it.
Okay, well, I think I can do Jack's hair. I think that could be my job.
Yeah,
my
he only has one hair product, so perfect. I would like your help.
I have like 50.
But yeah. Speaking of that, Halloween party this week. Just
Friday
ordered
night.
Some balloons for it. It's going to be lit.
Wait, did you go with the white and black?
So fun.
I did white and black. There's going to be this whole like balloon situation at the entrance of the party. The only issue that I am a little stressed about in terms of the party is way more people RSVP'd than I thought.
That's a good problem to have.
That's exactly what I said.
I'm like, but what if it's a clusterfuck, you know, and there's just like too many people?
But also the thing is like the people who I feel like you care about being there the most are going to be the first ones there and they'll have no problem getting in. And then it's the people who are all like the stragglers who get there super late who like, at that point it's like whatever, you know?
Yeah, I put on the RSVP. I was like, arrive before 9:30 for, what was it?
Guaranteed entry.
Yes, guaranteed entry because after that, I'm not going to give a rat's behind for sure about who's coming in the door. Like, I'm going to be excited for people to come, obviously, but I'm like, I'm not going out there and doing anything.
I'm kind of excited for us to start at 9:30.
Like, yeah, I did that on purpose because I feel like, first of all, it saves the stress of someone having to throw a pregame. Mm-hmm. And having bats stuck to their wall.
Yeah.
A la Colby throwing my pregame last year, which was so cute. Right. It's great. Like, pregames are fun, but we've gotten, again, I'm 29, okay? Like, I am getting older. I want to start the night early. I want to be all together in the environment. I want to take pictures. I don't want to be stressed about having to get to point A to point B, from point A to point B twice, you know?
Fair.
For the pregame and then for the party. Like, let's just all meet at the party. Maybe have a boozy dinner if people want to like properly pregame. But like, you know, 9 p.m. is perfect for a party.
I'm having a no frills. People in my area can come to my apartment so that I make sure that people arrive on time.
I like gathering. That. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Whatever you have to do to be there.
I'm definitely going to need
And that's where my diva pregame ends. Like, I'm honestly just like, I want us to like start the party
there
early.
Will be no cobwebs, nor bats,
no
nor
frills.
Banners,
no
nor
frills.
Orange lights this year.
Just Colby's balcony. That's all we need.
I mean,
that's
people can do whatever they want to do, but my person will be there. Me, I will be there.
Yes, that's all that's important.
I will be there as well.
On time. Anyway.
I can't wait to take pics.
But it'll be so fun. Yeah, I'm not doing a photographer this year either.
I feel like every year we've done the photographer and then...
Even likes the pictures. Like, the pictures... Because I feel like disposable cameras look so much better in terms of, like, your friend is taking a photo of you. So you're going to be more relaxed. So my
plan is...
Should
we get a bunch of disposables to leave around the party?
I was going to order, like, 10.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, we'll get good pics.
I feel like that's like the most fun vibe is the disposables.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I always love the like compilation of them after.
Exactly.
And then you can make a photo album and remember your 29th birthday forever.
And there you have it.
And there you have it.
And that's it. That on that.
And that's that on that.
Okay,
and
well, glad you had a good birthday.
Yeah, I want
to
hear
celebrate
about your weekend, though.
Your birthday is far from over, honestly. It's just getting started.
Well, I told Jack it's my birthday week.
Dinner tonight.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to have like our friend dinner tonight because I guess I didn't even touch on this, but before my birthday, I had a weekend with Jack's friends in the Catskills. We had this house that essentially all of his friends or a lot of them are doctors, and there's this like lottery to like get this house for the weekend, yada, yada, yada. So one of them won the house for the weekend. So we all went to this like honestly extremely spooky house, but it was very cool, very old. And it was really fun to spend time with his friends, but it also was like a big social battery usage couple of days for me because I'm like, you know, I'm still trying to impress them. Like, I'm in that phase where I'm like, I want you guys to like me, you know? So it was an exertion, but it was good because I walked away from that being like, okay, they like me. I'm going to a pillow making class with the girls.
Okay.
I love that.
So I think they like me, which
like
is good.
Like embroidery, or is it like, how are you making the pillows?
So I don't actually know. All I know is I paid $90. So I think it's like...
Okay, some expensive pillows.
I think it's a big pillow. Like, I think it's going to be... I want like a lumbar pillow, like something chic. I think we're using a sewing machine or something. Got to break out my Girl Scout knowledge.
Yeah, get the facts class
flex on them
going.
But yeah, so that's going well. But I'm excited to spend time with you guys.
I also feel like regardless of if you're still trying to impress people or not, a weekend where you're with... that many people in a confined space, you're ready to not be around that many people in a confined space.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a social battery drainer, whether you're comfortable around them or not.
True. I was just very aware of everything I was saying. I'm like, okay, did that come off? Are we in joking terms yet? Like, can I like say something and you know that I'm kidding? Or as soon as I walk away, they're going to be like, wow, I can't believe she said that, you know? And these people are so nice, by the way. It's just my brain constantly... moving.
Yeah.
And just assuming that people are like, oh, who does she think she is? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but my spook shootery board was a hit. I made this spooky charcuterie board and I'm like, this will knock their socks off. And the socks were knocked. They loved it.
Love.
So, anyway. But yeah, I want to hear about your fun weekend on the town. I saw some content of you guys out and about. Well, and then Colby, I had to track you and I tried figuring out where you were.
Colby and I were in like the longest Uber quite literally ever.
Quite literally ever.
And Colby was like, should we just film a TikTok? And I was like, should I reemerge from like my TikTok hiatus? Well, how did we even get into it? No. How did we even get into the TikTok? It was like us talking about something. Oh, it was a gay.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking about a gay. And I was like, oh, Colby, you would totally know them. Like, all the people that you would expect, there are mutuals.
And yeah, Adam literally was like, this guy, we have so many mutuals. And I was like, oh, like who? And he goes, exactly who you'd expect. And I literally was like, I don't know who to expect. And then he starts rattling off names. And I was like, oh, okay. One person I knew.
After I started rattling off the names, I was like, Colby doesn't know a single one of these people.
Just who you'd expect.
Yeah, exactly who I would expect.
But no, I always say this, like, in gay world, like, everybody knows each other. Or there's always, like, specific pockets, I feel like. And if you know one mutual from the pocket, then you can assume, like, everybody else who's in the pocket. And so I just assumed that Colby would recognize the pocket that I was referencing.
Mm.
I don't even remember who I was talking about, but I was like, this gay. And Colby was like, who? And I was like, everybody you would expect. And so anyways, it spurred us.
I know
making...
who it was.
Oh, you do?
The...
Oh, yay. Okay. There's this, like, celebrity's son. I guess he's... I don't know. He's like a... He owns a business.
Skincare heiress.
Yeah, yeah. He owns a skincare brand. And his, like, with a very common name. And his son is gay. And I didn't realize until kind of recently. And then I started seeing his son pop up on TikTok. And his son is, like, really hot.
My gears are turning. I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about.
I'll tell you after.
Okay, guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation, and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at AnisaBeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's AnisaBeauty.com.
Check it out.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts on the market. And like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Oh, it's one of those.
Well, I mean, like, I have no connection to him. Like, my connection is, like, all of our mutuals that are part of the crew that you would expect, Katie.
So you're not in the pocket, is what you're telling me.
I'm like friends with people from the pocket.
So you're pocket adjacent.
Yeah, I'm pocket adjacent.
So you're not in the pocket.
I'm not in the pocket, but I like am adjacent.
You're not in the front pocket. You're in the back pocket.
Exactly.
You're in the butt pocket.
But now I need to figure out how to infiltrate the front pocket.
I see. I get it.
Because he's so hot. But like, I think we're the same type of gay is what my evaluation led me to.
Hmm.
But he pops up on all of my dating apps now. Like, I don't know what it is, but I saw him on TikTok. And then all of a sudden he's like on my Raya, on my Hinge. Like I see him everywhere. And I'm like, you're so hot.
He's an eligible bachelor.
We also talked about this for so long, I'm realizing, because this conversation started like as we turned onto the West Side Highway and we filmed that TikTok outside of the Whole Foods on Bowery.
No,
like
you were crossing town.
We were fully east by the time this conversation had ended.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we didn't really necessarily have a plan.
I was gonna say, where were you going?
Well, so Colby, or we were planning with some friends to go do something, like sit at a sports bar or something like that.
The Yankees were playing, and I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Where all the hot guys go.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's go to a sports bar,
whatever. So Adam and I are fully under the impression that we're going to a sports bar. This guy that we're friends with from college made the recommendation to go to this place in the East Village that actually was so cute, but there was not one singular TV. It was not a sports bar.
What was it?
We think we're going to a sports bar to like watch the Yankees game. We show up to this place. Colby and I walk in the door and we're like, there is not a TV in sight.
Yeah.
What bar was it?
It's called The Lions.
Who's it
owned by? The same people that own...
They own Goodnight Sunny, The Wayland.
Okay, because when I tracked you guys, it looked like you were at Goodnight Sunny.
It's across the street.
Highly
recommend though. It was such a cute bar. They had the really good drinks. Good. Yeah. And they had like these french fries that tasted exactly like McDonald's fries.
They were delicious. And that cucumber situation was delicious.
Yes. And so we ended up just staying there and drinking the entire night.
But For hours.
Hours. Which I wish we didn't do because Colby's new man's was out and about and we needed to meet up with him. That was a part of the strategic decision to go to the Lions.
Because my new crush is a mutual friend of the friend that we were meeting up with.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
And his friend was having a Halloween party. And also in the car, I was explaining this to Adam. He was dressing up in a ridiculous costume. And I was like, wait, I'm like kind of obsessed with that. Like, I think it's hilarious. And Adam was like, I do not like that at all. Like, I do not think you should meet up with this guy if he's dressed like that.
What costume?
I was like, wait, I actually think it's so funny.
Colby showed me a picture of what this, it was like a mirror pic that he took.
Yeah. Can you please tell? I'm on the edge of my seat.
He was dressed as an Oompa Loompa. He was going to a Willy Wonka themed party.
Well, he was on theme. Did he have green hair?
Yeah, and he painted his skin.
He went balls to the wall.
Like, he's a Cheeto.
They all did.
Just to preface, we're at Colby's apartment. Yeah. Colby and I are having like a little mini pregame before we go to this place. Like just a glass of wine while Colby's getting ready.
Yeah.
Colby shows me this guy and I'm like, oh wow, like he is hot, like sexy. And then Colby's like, oh yeah, he's dressing up as an Oompa Loompa tonight. And she was like, I know that I think he's cute because like it doesn't bother me that he's dressing up as an Oompa Loompa. Like that would normally give me the ick. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I wonder what that's going to look like. And then he sends Colby a picture.
Well, no, you didn't like it when he said, he was like, sneak preview before the paint.
Yeah, I didn't like that picture.
And Adam was like, definitely do not meet up with
him. So he wasn't orange yet, and that's when he got the boot?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he just had the green hair.
Yeah, he got docked 10 points from Gryffindor from Adam. But anyways, so then we were in the car and then he sent an update on what the Oompa Loompa, or maybe we were at the bar.
No, it was when we were already there because our friend got the same picture. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm being two-timed now.
He circulated the photo to many people.
I sent a picture of him holding his phone up. And then he was like, okay, when are you guys coming? Whatever.
To the party?
We were fully sat. Yeah. But we were like fully sat at this table,
like locked into a booth.
Very comfortable. There were seven of us.
Yeah.
And we were just like chilling.
Not the vibe.
Everyone else was just continuously ordering drinks. And I wasn't going to be like, come on, guys, we have to go to this party. Like, I wish that we did too, but I wasn't going to make everybody go there. But then our mutual friend's girlfriend was at a birthday party like around the corner, so he wanted to go see her.
Mm-hmm.
But he had lost his wallet and needed to go home and get his passport, so then we ended up going to his apartment And then the couch vibes were like seeming permanent.
Mm.
And everybody was then like, okay, I honestly don't know if I even have a second location in me at this point. It was like 12:30.
Well, I feel like also once you hit somebody's apartment, yeah, like all bets are off.
Once you hit the couch, once your butt finds a couch on a night out, you're done.
We were sitting down. Like I thought that we were going in and out, but then he was waiting on the confirmation that I think we could all come. And then I guess she said the party was weird. And then
everyone
was just like going back and forth on what to do. And then everybody just decided to go home. But then the next day, the guy texted me that the boys ended up going.
Wait, they did? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No way.
Yeah.
Did they just want to go without
you? I was like, that's so fake.
Wait, Chloe, I did not know that. Did you text them?
Who?
The boys.
Oh, no.
To be like, how dare you go with the party without me?
No.
Wait,
I should have.
I'm actually upset. Like, we should have gone.
But whatever.
Well, you should invite.
Now we're going to get drinks next week.
Okay, good.
Ooh, yes.
Okay, see, so I feel like this may have actually been best case scenario. Like,
yeah,
you left him wanting more.
The first time you see the man can't be when he's an Oompa Loompa. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules.
I just thought it was so funny.
Like, it is funny and it's such a green flag, and I would find that amazing as well. But the first time you meet a man cannot be when he is more orange than you.
So my concern also is you haven't met him in person yet, and it's on Raya, so we don't know how tall he is. So like my concern would be you would meet him in person, you would see him one, potentially shorter than you expected, and two, dressed like an Oompa Loompa. Yeah,
but then at least we could like laugh about it and be with a group of people.
True.
And carry on with the evening.
Yeah. True. Well, just invite him to my Halloween party.
I did, but he's not going to be here.
Fuck. Where is he?
His mom's getting surgery or something.
Oh, whoa, I feel like a dick. I feel like a dick.
Yeah.
Okay. That's allowed.
So,
okay, that's right. So we'll have some additional opportunities.
Yeah.
To get this man's.
Yeah.
Wait, how thrilling, though. That sounds like a very classic New York night, except for, I mean,
the fact that we went home.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Sounds like a classic New York night for me.
Well, also, I was telling Cole, like, while we were at this place, I was literally like, dude, like, I think I'm going to pass out. Like,
everybody was doing that, though.
What do you mean? You were tired?
I still feel jet lagged from London, even though London was like 2 weeks ago. Like, I'm still waking up at 3:30, 4 a.m. every single day.
I haven't been sleeping well either. Yeah. I've been so tired during the day. And then the second my head hits the pillow, it's like,
Like dead body.
No, it's like my body, yes, is tired, but I feel like wide awake.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't been sleeping great either, to be honest. Okay, so I think we're kind of all sleep, bro. Maybe it's the changing weather. I always say this.
Something's like, happening with Pluto, according to my TikTok. So
maybe that's
God damn it, Pluto, get your shit together.
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys, you didn't go to 82 Stanton
to find our man.
Is that the bar?
Yeah,
the hot bouncer
who
he's gonna listen to this and make it a TikTok sound.
Yeah, I should go back there.
We're giving him more TikTok sound potential.
I know, Lita, he's gonna snippet this so quick.
Well, that sounds like a good night, though.
It was fun. But then you guys do the rest? And I woke up on Sunday and decided that we wanted to go get food
at a diner.
Yeah. The line was out the door.
Which diner?
At the diner.
We tried to go to Square Diner. Yeah.
Mm.
And then...
You guys got to go to Waverly Diner. It's my fave.
I love Waverly
Diner. That's where I get my cereal.
Oh.
It's just far.
Yeah. For me, it's not, but for you guys,
Colby and I so seriously wandered all over Tribeca trying to find food.
We went into every single breakfast place.
We end up sitting down somewhere. We both look at the menu and we're like, we can't eat this right now.
Damn. I just was like, I'm not hungry. I don't think I'm even hungry.
Then we were having coffee. Like an out-of-body experience.
I couldn't speak.
Were you hungover? Is that what it was?
I think so.
I had my sunglasses on the entire time.
We were having an out-of-body experience, aka a hangover.
Yeah, I seriously felt like I wasn't inside my body. Or just I was sleepwalking.
No, we weren't speaking. We weren't eating. We ended up getting a waffle, and I did eat the entire waffle.
Well, good. I'm excited for you.
The waffle was in front of me, and I was like, I'm going to actually just finish that whole thing.
I had one bite, and I was like, I am not hungry.
But yeah, we were hungover. And then what did I even do the rest of the Sunday? Oh, I spent a shit ton of money at Zara. Oh, obviously, I'm in my thirst trap era again. So
I saw your thirst trap.
That was a topic of conversation in my sister group text.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm so glad. It actually, it got like 100 plus shares and like 58 likes.
Did you get what you wanted from it? Like, did anyone notable heart it or send you a fire emoji?
Every single man I've ever spoken to in my entire life.
So you're feeling, your cup is feeling full.
My cup was full for sure. Cuppeth be runneth over. Yeah. Remember the CRO, the like chief revenue officer that I like went to in Tribeca and hooked up with him like a couple months ago.
Yes.
On Labor Day.
He messaged me. He was like, hey, just landed in New York. You want to come over? I was like, no, I'm not doing that. But thank you for that.
Wow. Dick appointments up the wazoo.
Dubai man wanted to FaceTime me. Nothing for, didn't do that. Even though I do owe him a FaceTime after the dinner. Who else did I get? I'm quite literally like every single man I think I've ever talked to.
The
floodgates were open. So everything that, you know, I needed to get from it was got.
I'm really happy for you.
Same. I'm happy for me too.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Halloween costume coming?
Oh, good.
Are you going to enter the plane?
Are you going to be mostly naked for it? Like, I feel like that's what you do every year.
I am.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Figured.
I guess I don't know. Should I just not tell?
No, don't tell, because this won't be out. We'll reflect on the...
Yeah.
The next week's episode will be our reflection on the
It's going to be good,
Halloween.
But once I said that I was going to do it, all of a sudden my entire TikTok feed is people that have done this costume, and they're getting a lot of likes. And so I'm like, fuck, I feel like this is a lot more common than I thought it was. But we'll see. It's all in the execution.
I'm being something pretty common, too. I feel like if you take something really common and you just like knock it out of the park... You're good.
A lot of people did my costume last weekend also, which was disheartening to see. But they didn't go all out.
No, you're going to crush it. I have no fears about your execution.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
No, I'm excited for us. We're going to have a good weekend. Yeah. I need like a good like send it. Like I want to be like balls to the wall. I've said that multiple times in this podcast today. I keep saying balls to the wall. I need to relax. That's like my phrase today.
I thought it was balls to the walls. But I guess wall would make sense.
Balls
One
to the
singular
wall.
Wall.
Balls can't be going everywhere.
Yeah.
They gotta
Why do they go to the wall, though?
Balls to the walls. I'm actually curious about that. Should I do a Google?
Yeah.
Balls to the walls.
Like, why are the balls going to the walls?
Is it like dodgeball?
I don't know.
The balls to the walls, meaning...
Okay, wait. So did your sisters like what they saw? Like,
yes, that's what they were saying.
Oh, thank God. I needed to confirm.
Yeah.
I needed the additional cup of runneth over from your
100%.
Sisters.
100%. Yeah. Apparently, they didn't give it to you. They gave it to me to give to you.
That was rude of them. I could have gotten some more likes, but that's okay.
The phrase balls to the wall originated in the world of aviation and is used to describe doing something with maximum effort or power. The phrase comes from the aeronautical practice of pushing the ball-shaped grips on the throttle and fuel mixture handles forward to increase the amount of fuel to the engines and achieve maximum speed.
So it's essentially full throttle.
Yeah, so it has nothing to do with balls.
Okay.
Like actual balls.
Okay.
Okay, the more you know.
The
Didn't
you
know,
know
that. I was either picturing like balls like genitalia or like a kickball. So there's that.
Do you guys want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
So,
of course.
I was texting Colby the other day because Hinge is just doing its thing again where like everybody's ugly as hell and I'm like freaking out. And I did the reset again. Like we talked about that being a hack a couple months ago. Like where you like pretend like you're deleting Hinge, then they let you reset it. And then all of a sudden, like all these people are flooding in, which is good. I have not a single Hinge match right now, which is stressing me out because I'm just like, everybody that's liking me, I'm like, I don't like you. Like you're not cute.
Yeah.
Anyways, I open up my Hinge today because I'm on a walk with one of my coworkers. And so we're sitting down on a bench and he's like asking me about how my dating life's going. And I'm like, obviously horrible. Like nothing is going on here. And he was like, okay, like open your Hinge. Like, let me see like what's going on, like what we're working with here. And we opened my Hinge and the first guy who like comes up in my likes is the CIO at a law firm. And so I sell to the CIOs of law firms.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up the, do you guys know what, like a book of business is?
Yeah.
No.
So a book of business is basically like, if I'm a sales rep, which I am, I get a book of business, which is like, let's just call it a book of accounts. So the account could be like Rebecca Minkoff. It could be like, it could be Apple. It could be Microsoft. Like that's like my scope of companies that I could sell into, basically. It's
Got
like my
it.
Territory.
Got
right?
it. Yeah.
And so I, of course, find this guy's law firm within 0.2 seconds. And it happens to be a law firm that's in my book of business. And so, which means like I should be selling to them.
So it's like your territory. I see.
Yeah,
okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
And so my friend is like, wait, Adam, like you need to go on a date with him. And I was like, I can't. Like, I don't think he's that
it's
cute.
It's a conflict of interest.
Then it's a conflict of interest. Like, what happens if I go on a date with him and it doesn't go well?
You don't think he's cute?
He's, like, fine. Like, he's not, like, my ideal type.
Well, then don't risk it for the biscuit. Oh, my God.
I know, yeah, but then
get
my,
your coin.
But then my friend was like, you should just go on the date and, like...
Oh, I see.
Try to, and then I told my boss. I was like, hey, like, just so you know, like...
So it wouldn't be a date. It would be a business meeting.
Well, my boss was like, wait, just expense it. Like, you would just, like...
Pitch it as that.
He was like, you gotta message him and go on this date.
Yeah.
Obviously kidding. Like, it wasn't, like, forcing me to go on the date. But, like, I was like, maybe I should. And then I ended up messaging him on Hinge. What did I say?
Were you upfront with your intentions?
I said, I sell AI to CIOs at law firms, so this could either go really great or really bad.
Okay, well, you're upfront at least. So,
good.
Wow.
So anyways, that's what we're working with now is like all my dating prospects are just my potential clients.
So they're just work now.
They're just work now. This reminds me of when I worked at Bloomberg and I told you guys the stories of like, how yeah. I used to accidentally hook up with my clients.
Accidentally hooked up with
it
your
was an
clients.
Accident.
It's my favorite way that you describe things. I accidentally hooked up with him. You know, I just fell right into him.
I did. Like, all of a sudden, next thing I know, like, my clothes were off, and I just didn't know how it happened. It was so crazy.
Can't relate, but...
He also, in my DMs over the weekend.
Wow. That
I was like, hello, sir. Long time no see. But yeah, so, like, who knows? Maybe I'll be on a date with my potential client. Sometime soon. I need to get some dates on the docket. Like, we're really dry over here.
You know,
it's brutal out here.
It is what it is. I feel like we always get into this like slump.
It comes in waves, though.
I know, but some of my single friends are like, wait, we're in prime cuffing season. Like, the clock is ticking.
I know,
like,
which
we
is
need
stressful.
To like go out and find the men or the
yeah.
Like, in
so
his
we
case,
need
women.
To go to the sports bars during the Yankees games
with the TVs.
Correct.
Isn't there
the
a
real
big one
sports
on tonight?
Bars? Oh, is there? I don't know. The game is still, the series is still active.
There's a lot going on with baseball right now, and I...
Yeah, it's the World Series.
Yeah, I know, but I had this irrational fear because I have not been keeping up with anything. Like, I don't know who is doing what. I know the LA Dodgers are really good. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing, that's all I've heard, okay? I don't know anything. I don't know who's in. I don't know who, anything. My biggest fear is I'm going to get stopped on the street by one of those, like, TikTok interviewers, and they're going to ask me some question about baseball at the moment, and I'm gonna embarrass myself.
It's Yankees versus the Dodgers, and they are now playing at home.
Okay.
In New York.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that makes sense, because I was hearing someone talking about how the tickets are really expensive. That makes sense.
See, but I just have no idea how baseball, like, didn't they already play the Dodgers the other day?
Yeah, it's
so
a
they
series
just, oh, so they just keep playing them.
Yeah, it's like the best. I think it's the best of seven.
Oh.
And the Mets are out.
The Mets are out.
Because I remember...
Before the Mets were also in the playoffs, and then they lost
I see.
To the Dodgers.
Yeah, okay, because someone was saying there isn't going to be a Subway Series this year, which I know the Subway Series is when the Mets play the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Subway like the subs?
No, it's like Subway like the literal MTA Subway, because people will take the Subway to the game. Like Subway.
I thought series. It was like a sponsorship.
It's because the Mets like and the Yankees series. Are like... close by, I guess.
Yeah.
They're both, I don't
to
know.
To take the subway between the
they're both here
stadium.
Somehow.
We're so good at sports.
No, I literally know nothing. And like back to the whole thing of like my fear of being approached on the street. Like it's actually criminal how many of these street interviewers there are now that camp out on Bleecker Street, which is like where I always am.
Oh, really?
And I've seen, yes, there's the one guy who asks you what you do for a living.
Oh my God.
He is always on Bleecker Street, which is where I usually look bad. Like I am like usually running a return. I'm doing something like I'm going to the alteration specialist, like looking not my best. And I know for a fact I will get stopped by that man.
Wait, is he the good one or the bad one? Because in my opinion, there's one good one that does what do you do for a living? And then there's one bad one that does what do you do for a living?
The one who asks one piece of advice you have to give to the world. See, is the one who's always on Bleecker Street.
Oh, I think that's the bad one. I like the one that's hot and he's like, damn, what do you do for a living?
No, yeah, not, like, yeah, not him. It's the other guy.
The videos like tend to drag on, in my opinion.
And it also like I feel like him as an interviewer, I don't feel like he's hearing the answers to the questions. Like he's always just trying to get to the next question, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I feel like he's used to people maybe walking away, so he wants
like,
to get through
to
the
quick.
Whole thing.
I will say but. It is like cute to see when like someone's like walking by like quickly and like looking like pissed at the guy for like talking to them, yeah. and then all of a sudden they figure out who he is and they're like, oh, hi. Because to be honest, I like being someone who lives in New York City, you have to be constantly skeptical of every person that is going to come up and talk to you because you don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to punch you in the face? Like, what's going to happen? So you need to be like
alert.
Yeah. And I've, you know, I have this bad habit of like, I feel like my resting face is like approachable. So I've been trying to reframe my resting face to being like pissed.
To be like an RBF.
I want to look mean. I want to look like unapproachable.
I always have my headphones in and I'm like beelining somewhere. So I don't think anybody's going
to
stop me.
Yeah. But like, I'm trying not to have a smile on my face. So I'm trying to like, listen to like not my favorite podcast anymore while I'm walking. Cause like some podcasts I'll laugh out loud. Like I need to look pissed.
You need to listen to something that'll make you very angry.
Yeah. Murder. Usually
listen to like antique shops burning down.
I don't know if there's a sound for that.
There's got to be a white noise.
I feel like fires are often very quiet, you know?
Fair.
I will say.
Snap, crackle, pop, and then just picture an antique store.
That's my happy place, not the fire. Sans fire.
Should we answer some questions? We've neglected the people recently, I feel like.
I screenshotted one that is recent.
Oh.
That she could really use our help.
What do we got from Miss Girly Pop?
Hey guys, love the podcast. It's literally the only one I listen to. Would love some advice on this sitch. I recently started dating this guy and from the start, I felt like he really cared about me and wanted to pursue me. He planned great dates, got to know my friends, brought me around his friends, etc. When I brought up defining the relationship about 2 months in, he essentially said he had some fears based on his past, which he explained to me and I do understand and relate to, and that he just wanted a few days to think everything over and make sure it's what he wanted. I was kind of surprised to hear that since I thought it's what he wanted, but I agreed. A few days later, he told me he wasn't ready to commit and that he wasn't sure he would ever get there. He said he'd never had such strong feelings for someone right off the bat and he had wanted to plan all these things with me, but the last week he just hadn't really felt that, like that, and he wasn't sure that he could love me in the way that I needed to be loved. ? He couldn't really give me a clear answer to any of the questions I asked and was really talking in circles, honestly. I ended up leaving and we haven't talked since. I'm just confused and feel like he got scared and ran, but I actually am really sad and hurt that things ended the way they did, especially when he pursued me first. Do I reach out again and talk to him? I'm guessing you guys will say no. But it feels so weird to say, it feels so weird the way things ended, #help. Additional details. I was initially hesitant to start dating him because I recently got out of a long-term relationship, but I had really strong feelings about him and decided to just go for it. He consistently affirmed me, and we want the same things in life, getting married, having kids, etc., and everything with him was really fun and easy. He met all my friends and some of my family, and everyone loved him. He mentioned feeling pressure from his friends and family about committing as well, so I'm not sure if it all just got to him. He really does seem like a genuine guy and does not give fuckboy energy. I just think he can't quite process his emotions and communicate his feelings.
He's giving avoidant energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say no. You shouldn't reach back out. But it feels like she needs closure, which kind of sucks.
It really does just seem like he has some level of an avoidant attachment style that, like she said, if he's feeling all of this external pressure maybe to commit and feels like it could be something that could amount to a long-term relationship or something, that scares him.
He couldn't love me in the way that I needed to be loved.
That's such a tough statement.
It's such a cop-out, honestly. It like, really what is. The heck?
How do you even know that, also?
I think that's just a classic.
It's not you, it's me.
That's a classic line.
Another way.
I mean, I get it. Like, sure, he's probably a great guy and all. He got a little in over his head with this, I'm sure. But he probably knew, like, a little sinking feeling all along that, like, this is just, it's crazy that you guys met each other's friends and, like, family already.
Yeah.
And, like, he's now doing this. Like, that's just, like, upsetting. But I don't know. My first thought when I read this was, like, maybe his light just isn't on. You can't force someone's light to be on.
Yeah.
A la Sex in the City. Cab light, like guys' lights are either on or they're not. You can't force their light to be on. Unfortunately, that's what I feel is going on here.
Yeah, on to the next.
And it's not your fault. You've done nothing wrong. Like, this is, I know you just said you just got out of a long-term relationship, like, but this trajectory, like, for the right person would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
2 months in, you guys figure out, like, what are you? Like, that's perfectly normal timing. I don't think you rushed anything. I feel like everything seems good here. He's just not the right guy for you.
You also wouldn't want somebody that would do all of this and leave when things seem to be too good.
Yeah. I think it's also frustrating. Like, I'm putting myself in her shoes. She said that she pursued, or he pursued her first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is always the most frustrating fucking thing, when they pursue you first and then they're like, okay, wait, sorry, don't want this. Just kidding, bye. I'm like, well, then why the fuck did you pursue me? Like, why did you put me through all this?
They're like, JK, LOL.
JK, LOL. Like, that's just so fucked up. Like, and that would make me feel like damn it, I wanted to be the one to break up with you, you know? Like, mm-hmm. that puts you in, like, a frustrating position. So I get the, like, I get it.
A therapist just came up on my For You page on TikTok, and she was more so talking about the if he wanted to, he would sentiment and her opinion on that. But I feel like it's kind of relevant here. And she was saying that her issue with that statement more so is that a lot of times our thinking then goes to, well, what's wrong with me that makes it so that he doesn't want to do those types of things? Mm-hmm. And I feel like you need to not chip away at yourself in thinking that there's something wrong with you that made him not ready to commit, because it clearly is something that he needs to work through on his end.
Absolutely.
Snaps. Well said, Colby.
For thanks. That. That
hell yeah.
Was so good.
Colby really dropped some knowledge on us today.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
She asked, like, do I reach out and talk to him again? No. I feel like no, but, like, if it's something you need to do, just ask yourself, like, what do I want from this? Like, if you know, like, what's the best case scenario here? Like, he's going to be like, oh, just kidding. Sorry, April Fools. Like, was kidding about, like, no. Like, you don't want someone who's going to be wishy-washy like this.
Right.
Yeah, plain you wouldn't simple. Want him to then be like, okay, yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you don't want to force someone into something. Like, honestly, it could be right person, wrong time, but, like, I wouldn't even bank on that. Like, I think you should just move along, and you'll look back on this one day and be like, wow, remember that time I was, like, hung up on that guy who, like, didn't even want to be with me? Like, yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Again, his light just doesn't seem to be on, which, whatever.
Which is okay.
No, you want someone that's, like, very sure about you. Very beyond sure about
you. Want those lights on, girl.
You want all the lights.
Ensure themselves all in of what the they lights. Want.
All of the lights, all of the lights, all of the lights.
The lights in here, turn baby. I hope that the DJ is really good this weekend at my party. Too.
Same. Is there going to be an aux cord, like, just in case he's not? Like, Colby might need to come in there with party girl anthem.
Like, yeah, but, like, I paid for the DJ, so hopefully he's good.
Okay, he'll fair. Be good.
I have full confidence.
His name is DJ Trust.
Oh,
trust.
He'll be good.
DJ T R S T, DJ Trust.
I trust DJ Trust.
Yeah, he's like the resident DJ of this place, so I think.
Okay, so we can rely on him.
Like, he's got to be good. Like, I think if I just tell him, like, late 90s, early 2000s hits, sing along, like, good stuff.
He'll understand.
You know, a little Dua ABBA Lipa. Thrown in, like, a little bit of, like, some, you know, the goodies, the oldies, but goodies. Put that in there as well.
Okay, I'm excited.
And we should be good.
We're going to have so much fun.
It's going to be so fun.
We'll have a good recap for the people next week.
Absolutely. Hopefully no casualties. There's been some injuries at my parties in the past. I'm hoping that no one fractures
girl, knock on some wood.
Anything. And I hope that no one, I hope that everyone hooks up with people. Like, that's going to be really cool.
Same. I'm going to invite every boy I know to your party.
Yeah.
Do it.
Well, we're already over capacity, so be careful. Just tell them to come before 9:30.
I'm going to tell them to come at 8.
Yeah. Starts at 6 p.m.
Literally. All right. Well,
everybody get in line. I'll be taking thirst traps in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I feel like it's gonna be good.
Well, it'll and with that fun. We'll catch up with you guys next week. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. I think my foot fell asleep.
I need to have a bite of one of these cupcakes.
Yeah, I'm hungry as hell.
I literally demolished this one while we were talking.